On a sunny day along Gloucester's beautiful coastline, it's hard to imagine how dark things can get for some people here. Like many Massachusetts cities and towns, Gloucester is struggling with an epidemic of drug addiction. In the first 3 months of this year, 4 people died of overdoses.
And we got tired of standing over dead bodies.
That's Gloucester Police Chief Leonard Campanello. As of today, he has an unusual invitation for the city's drug users.
Come to the station. If you have drugs or paraphernalia, you know, we'll get rid of them for you, and we'll assist in getting you into treatment.
And you won't face criminal charges.
The act of charging someone stigmatizes them further. And so the idea of saying, hey, before you get charged, you know, let the entity that would charge you help you, both pushes the conversation further and reduces stigma.
But it's not entirely clear if the Gloucester police can legally waive those charges. Chief Campanello got a letter from the Essex County District Attorney, Jonathan Blodgett, with a warning. While we applaud the general idea of your proposal, the DA wrote, an explicit promise not to charge a person who unlawfully possesses drugs may amount to a charging promise that you lack the legal authority to make.
We appreciate the district attorney's comments, but the fact is that the police have always had the discretion to charge or not charge, and not just with drugs, with most crimes.
Campanello says the Gloucester police will continue to use that discretion when encountering drug users on the street, and users would still be charged for any other crimes they commit. The new policy is just for people who walk in.
We're offering ourselves as another safe haven. You expect the help from healthcare professionals. You expect the help from social services and collaboratives that deal with addiction. You don't expect the hand to be reached out by law enforcement.
It's a big leap to ask someone to go to the police station.
Kathy Day is with Learn to Cope, a regional support network for those struggling with a loved one's addiction.
And that's scary for people, so especially when the DA came out and said that he can't guarantee that there's no charges. And they might go, oh no, I'm not willing to risk, you know, charges against me. I wouldn't go there for help.
So Day asked a recovering addict she knew if she would ever walk into a police station asking for help.
And she said, you know, at the end of my journey, it took me so long to get into detox. She said, I would have absolutely gone to anyone that I could and did go to anyone that I could to ask for help.
So this is where the patients would come in every day to receive their medication, to see the nurse, and potentially see the doc as that is required.
And when you say medicine, that we're talking about is methadone.
Correct.
Kevin Norton is the CEO of Leahy Health Behavioral Services, which works with addicts and has partnered with the police department to help those who take the chief up on his offer.
I really see this as it's creating a potential another front door into services. The challenge is that this program doesn't really have any additional resources.
Their closest detox beds are at 98% occupancy, so there's often a wait for a spot.
The struggle, especially around addiction, is that the window of opportunity tends to be fairly small. When we have to say, okay, we're going to do this tomorrow may not be right for them. They may decide that between now and tomorrow that their motivation is gone.
Norton says they'll do their best to meet any increased demand from the new policy. But it's not clear what's about to happen.
Our only indication is that we've gotten phone calls already from other communities saying, hey, so if I bring my kid to the Gloucester Police Department, can you get him into care? And that's, I don't think that was the police chief's intent. And it's not as if there's all of a sudden a magic number of beds coming online or treatment slots that are opening up.
Chief Campanello says there may be a way to get more beds. After publicity about the department's new policy, Campanello says he was contacted by more than a dozen treatment centers. But most of them are out of state, which Medicaid won't cover. Some of them say they'll help with the cost. The police are also working with local pharmacies to increase access to Narcan, a drug that can save the life of someone who's overdosing on heroin. For now, the big question for Chief Campanello is, will drug addicts start showing up at the Gloucester Police Department's door?
I don't know. If they do, that's great. If they don't, the issue of, where do we fit in fixing the system has been raised. And I don't think that's an issue that's going to go away. And the attention that it's drawn is a victory in and of itself.
Craig LaMolt, WGBH, Boston's local NPR.